Here as well, Anka as well, and I got to tell you guys, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank you guys for having events like this, to bringing education out to the masses. I know with this COVID situation, you know, I'll talk a little bit more about that in my story, but, you know, we're really, you guys on this webinar really need to feel empowered, because this is really one of the biggest opportunities, and so I appreciate you guys for getting people together and sharing information. That's what it's all about, and so thanks for having me on as well on that note. So I want to kick it off by asking maybe a question. I like to be interactive in my presentation. Sometimes too much. You know, at the end of it, you might be like, hey, it feels like I did the presentation. And that's what I want you to feel like. So I'd like to ask you a quick question for everyone here. What is your greatest challenge when it comes time to trade? All right. And I notice I have access to the chat, but maybe not the Q&A, which is fine. So just pop it in the chat window. You know, I love that. We're all in this together. I agree with you guys 100%. That's what it's all about. What would you say is your greatest challenge? Let me give you some stuff. Okay. Clear rules-based entries. ML, that sounds like strategy. Am I correct in assuming that? So you want to know when something happens, what that's going to mean for you to do, like if then scenario situations, which is great because I'm going to give you that right here today. Fear. Shiv, you know what? Fear is actually one of the biggest barriers that we have to this industry. You know, we enter into this industry with expectation of enormous profit, but a lot of fear is rooted in our values. If we are somebody who has been, you know, as a young kid, 0 to 7 years old is the imprint period where we generate our values. So if you've been in a household where, you know, parents or role models have really instilled safety as your prime value. If you elicit your values and safety is at the top of the command chain, you would really want to work on that first, right? If it's the kind of fear where you're uncertain, that's more strategy. But if it's the kind of fear that you actually feel physiologically, that's something that's usually rooted in misaligned values, right? So fear related to the entries, that also comes down to plan. So we could talk about that. Awesome. So it sounds like strategy is the missing piece. So let's get started. I want to use some of that extra minute or a couple minutes to get your guys' feedback, and let's jump in. Today, I want to just share this quick little disclaimer. We are not a registered financial advisor. We're a company that focuses on education and community development and professional trader development as well, and we're based out of Canada. So just so you know what you're getting, we really believe in the value of you learning how to trade. We don't do signals, and you know, professional traders don't necessarily look for them, and so it's really important to learn this craft yourself. I'll tell you this, even when signals work for you, you don't really build out the confidence as much because it's not you're not the one pulling the trigger. And so I always say, I could give people signals, but what happens if I get hit by a car running across the street, right? Then your signals are done. So really the whole focus of TradePro is to develop you like a professional trader. And so that's what we're going to do. And I'll share a piece with that today. Yvonne said 5 minutes, please. He's going to go for a coffee break. All right, Yvonne, I'll give you 1 minute. Drink quick. Chug that coffee. Just make sure it's not too hot. It'll be recorded, Yvonne. You'll have time to watch it. All right. I want to tell you this. In today's presentation, I'm going to show you an order flow trading strategy that could make you a $200 a day consistently, and I'll back it up with some brokerage statements. How would you guys like that? How would you like to see something that could give you consistency? And I want to know, who isn't excited by that? Who isn't excited by $200 a day? Because here's the thing. At the beginning as traders, we tend to assume we're going to make big money quickly, or it's actually the opposite. The goal is to make small money consistently and evaluate yourself by progress, not by profit, especially at the beginning. If you could do $200 a day consistently, you could scale your strategy to do whatever you want, right? So the truth about trading as a whole is it's going to take you a lot longer to get to consistency than you thought. But once you get there, you could make more money than you ever imagined. The only limit is yourself, your psychological factor, all right? So we're going to talk about that. Stay till the end. I got a special offer for you. This is the last time I'm going to offer it in this presentation because I have a baby on the way in August. I'm really excited. I'm going to be a father for the first time, and I won't have as much time to do these special gifts. So stay until the end. I can't wait to offer it to you. I want to tell you my story. Did you guys agree? If you're going to listen to somebody for 1 hour, be honest, you would, thank you, Oscar. Would you agree that you would want to know that person's story? At the end of the day, all that we are is a story, right? And it's a story that we leave behind and the story that we tell ourselves that really creates our environment around us, right? So you would want to know about me. So let me tell you, my parents immigrated to Canada in the early 1990s. We came from Eastern Europe. I'm Bulgarian by my background. And, you know, when we immigrated in the 90s, I remember I was 7 years old at the time. Now you know how old I am, right? In my mid 30s. I was 7 years old at the time. And I remember we slept at Terminal 1 in the airport of YYZ. That's Toronto, Canada. Right? And I tell you that because, you know, I literally, for me, that day was a day of excitement. I felt like there was a world of opportunity opening up to me. But I could imagine it was, you know, frankly, really scary for my parents. They had nowhere to go on the first day. I slept at the airport. And so, you know, I tell people I wasn't homeless, but I was sleeping on the airport benches and they're so uncomfortable. This is before they upgraded Pearson. Now I wouldn't mind it. All right. And then my parents worked really hard. My dad's an engineer. My mom's a nurse, and I got into engineering school, but I spent more time trading in the lab than I did with my engineering assignment. So really, then I went in and said, look, I want to learn about finance and specifically trading. But guess what? There's not a school in the world that teaches it. School teaches you to work for somebody else, right? And so it's great to work for somebody else, but there comes a point in life where you want to create satisfaction for humans. You know, I've done a lot of psychological research, a lot of our trading psychology based too. You know, satisfaction doesn't come from money. Satisfaction comes from the things we do with money, and more importantly, leaving legacy and creating a lasting impact. We know we're here for a given amount of time, want to leave something behind, all right? And so then what happened is I started working at the trading floor at Scotia Capital. I got an opportunity to sit at the trading desk. I started in customer service, and this came right out of school. So when I flipped into the financial planning degree, you know, I didn't learn anything about the markets, but I got the opportunity of my lifetime. I got to sit at the trading capital or trading floor. In 09, I was customer service based, all right? And when I'm sitting there getting on the phone, the opportunity of my lifetime, my dream job to be a trader in a professional environment. And I'm customer service at the time, and I start taking calls. This one was in 09. And literally every single call sounded like, look, I'm about to get blown out for margin, got nothing left. Thank God I got $3,000 because, you know, it's enough to pay for my funeral. And I would laugh on the phone, ha ha ha. And they're like, I'm not joking. We had to dispatch compliance, police, a lot of different things. You know, it was the roughest start I could have imagined. And I tell you guys this from the bottom of the heart, every time I do this presentation, it damn near brings tears to my eyes, because I'm going to tell you, I was sitting there and I'm writing a blog telling people in 09, we're over leveraged, right? I know it seems too good to be true, but that's why you should sell a little bit. Not everything, but take some profit, get paid on your portfolio. And I'm taking calls at work of people just getting hammered, not for a small amount of money, huge, enormous losses, right? And people haven't recovered from that still. The market has, the economy and the everyday person hasn't. And what's worse, I'd go and sit at the desk and we're taking calls from customers in huge long positions, taking massive losses. And every one of the traders on the desk is short, right? Meaning that we're making money. I was like, you know what? This is my catalyst. I want to help people. And so I was like, I'm not reaching people with where I'm at. So I said, this job is temporary. I'm going to pay the bills, but my passion is I want to help people in this industry. This is all I've ever done. I worked at Scotia Capital in this building right here in Toronto on the fifth floor. This was my TSX costume on the trading floor. TSX is a Toronto Stock Exchange. Remember, I started in 09. The market was crashing. For Halloween, I wore a huge market. I wore a red shirt and with electrical tape, put a little down arrow. Nobody liked that joke. Everyone hated it. I did not win costume of the year award. All right, here's me at the trading desk on the fifth floor. Here's my license and registration. I think it's important when you listen to somebody in the trading industry to, you know, to know where they come from and if they've been around. So I was actually registered and licensed in Canada. You could actually go to CSA, pull up my trading card from 2011 to 2016. I worked on the Scotia Capital's trading floor, 40 King, fifth floor, and licensed as in dealing representative, investment dealer. That's what we call traders in Canada. All right, it's kind of like a series three. So here's the thing. All right, I'm licensed at Scotia Capital. I traded stocks, options, currencies, and now my professional career outside of Scotia Futures. I left in 2016 to start my business. But the thing I'm most proud of this time around in March, when the coronavirus had completely annihilated the markets, I was preparing for another downturn. I'm going to be honest with you, it caught me by surprise. And this is the nature of a market crash. Markets don't crash because people are expecting it. Markets crash because people aren't expecting it, right? I was looking at it and I was getting really complacent. It started to feel like 07 again. And I'm no word of a lie, I'm on Amazon literally January 5th of that year. And I started downloading or buying books rather of the Great Recession, the gold standard. I wanted to really understand Ray Dalio's The Big Debt Crises. It's a fantastic book. I really wanted to understand debt cycles and how they end because I was preparing for this event. And then boom, March hits, the black swan event like COVID-19 and wipes out the whole planet. Not, you know, not people, knock on wood, but productivity. Everything just went, you know, you turn the key off the engine, the whole economic system just went to grind to a standstill, right? And in those moments, like 2009, again, it brought my career full circle. You guys actually record all the webinars and I cried on it. I'm going to be honest with you. I cried, tears streaming down my face because here we are, our team is winning at trading, all right, while the market's getting slaughtered. And I told people, look, congratulations, you know, 90% of our room is green, making one guy made $30,000 in one day. I personally called them and I said, listen, enjoy the money. It's your job. You deserve that. You worked hard for it. Don't go around bragging, right? Keep a tight lid on what you're doing. Just be happy for yourself, but just remember that there's people getting hurt. This is times of traders. We got to be humble. A down market will make you money a lot faster than an up market, no matter how severe, but you got to stay humble. All right. That's my story. My passion at the end of the day is helping you. And the reason I give you this whole long story, you need to know about me before you listen to anything I got to say. All right. So I've got my dream job, you know, and full circle, we come back to it probably about, I started Trade Pro in 2012. You know, it took almost a decade, but it feels like a lot of the drive has been fulfilled and we got to keep going, obviously. All right. To living my dream life, I legit right now would have at the airport, sleeping on the benches. This is what I had in my vision, in my mind. This is what I was going to create. This is why I was excited. And I've gotten everything I want. So we run a professional trading floor. We got a couple of traders that are funded within Trade Pro Academy. We're headquartered in Toronto. I've traveled. This is a nice little villa I rent. We rented in Bali with my wife. It's my little portable setup. All right. Meeting some great people. That's Les Brown. Love that, man. Buying my dream car, the S63 AMG, marrying my dream woman in a castle. I honestly, like, this industry's done so much for me that, you know, from a kid sleeping on the airport to where I'm at, I'm blessed and I'm lucky. And, you know, I know that, right? But I like to give back as well. And I've seen other traders create the same things. Not this path, but their own path. All right. So here's the thing. After 19 years in this business, I could teach you everything I learned the hard way. So you don't have to, right? You get the cheat code in this presentation and it's super simple and you just have to follow it and try it out for yourself. All right. My journey was spending hours reading online, a lot of information. Remember, I started in 2001. There's very little content available back then. Now there's too much. Now you're reading through online. You don't know where to start. A lot of info. You're more confused than when you started with your interest to trade. So how do you start? You say, you know what? I'm going to just try one. I'm going to pick one to go with it. You go in sim trading. You break all the rules. You add to losing positions. You cut your winners quickly. All right. But you make it work. You get to break even. You're positive. This gives you confidence to go live. You go live and you very quickly realize that practicing in an arena by yourself with the floodlights off to being in front of 40,000 fans and the puck being on your stick is completely different, right? The confidence you gained was practice confidence. It wasn't performance-based. You go live, you lose money, you create money losing habits that lead to self-sabotage. Now you build fear in your trading because you don't really have trust in the system that you have. Therefore, the lack of trust leads to fear and you start to trade out of what isn't scary rather than looking for what's an opportunity, right? You repeat those patterns, you lose a ton of money. All right, now you have to fight from behind. You have a $5,000 account, it's a $2,500. You've lost 50%. You got to double to get back to break even. Math sucks. I agree. All right. Now you're in scarcity mode. Now you're looking for safe returns. Looking for safe returns in a risky business is a sure formula to get yourself killed. All right. I learned that on the trading desk day one. All right. You're not in a safety business. If you're looking for safety, you're not going to get it in the market. No matter what risk management strategy you implement, it's going to be risk. But I challenge you to look at risk this way. At least you know the risk that you're taking in trading. Right. You've eaten chicken breasts before. All right. For the vegans, you know, maybe you did before or haven't, or you've eaten something, but all those things have a probability to get food poisoning of salmonella. But you don't think about that eating the chicken breast, do you? So actually trading is the least risky because you know the risk and you get to assume it. A lot of the risk you take is auto-assumed on your behalf. That doesn't make it not risky. That makes it even more risky, right? Because when you're looking for safe return, you're mismatched with your approach to reality. That's what causes the biggest issues, right? I'll tell you this. What do we want with day trading? We want consistency, right? Right, guys? Be honest. You want to know that you could make consistent money. Why do you want consistency? So you could pay your bills. Am I correct? Because if you make consistent money, you think that, hey, all my expenses are covered. Anything extra is great. Here's the thing about consistent pay. And this is something that took me a long time to learn in my life. If you're being consistently paid, you're being consistently underpaid. Just remember that, right? Look around in life. Anywhere where you're getting a consistent pay, somebody is earning the risk premium on you, all right? Because they're assuming the risk. If you were getting paid what you're worth, businesses would be bankrupt, right? Does that make sense? And this is where in my life, I realized, look, I have to create the thing that I want. And I started to embrace variable income. And my God, is that a good thing? Variable income is fantastic. Because look at this. You could look at it as you're consistently making $200 a day, or on average, you're making $5,000 a day. Which one would you like, right? $5,000 a day, still consistent $200. We got to switch the way that we think out of consistency. What safe returns or looking for safe return creates is money losing habits out of fear. What happens is you create a pattern. This is based in neuro-linguistic programming, right? Think about this. If every time you went to eat a banana, a hand came out from behind your computer and slapped you in the face, what would you think the 30th time you eat the banana? You would duck. You could remove the banana and now you're going to duck to the hand. And this has been tested with monkeys. Whether you like it or not, sim or real time, every single thing that you do is creating a pattern, right? There is no going sim and treating it like live money. There is no live trading treating it like sim money. All there is pattern creation. Every single action you take creates a pattern. That's why it's super important that you start out the right way from the get-go. And if you create a pattern of fear of loss, if you're afraid of losing money in this business, you're going to achieve safety when you lose all of the money that you do have. Why? Because now you can't lose anymore. Safety achieved. Be very careful programming your subconscious mind to expect safety in a risk environment. It's unfair. Your subconscious mind is there to protect you. Talk about that a little bit more. Right? And then you feel emotionally ruined. I've been through this process. You tell me if you guys have ever felt this process. Right? I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. I've blown out at least 3 accounts. There's, if you ever meet a trader who said, here's my account statement, I've never blown out an account in my life, they're lying. They're lying or not trading or not showing you the truth. You know, in all my years working with thousands of traders to the professional side of it on the desk, right, to working with prop firms on the background industry experience that I've gained and accumulated, I don't know one single person that started and made money right away and continued to make it. Not one. And I know some spectacular traders do 7 figures monthly. It's not me. I'm not here to tell you I do 7 figures a month, right? But they've all started with that journey, okay? So this is not unique to you. I've felt it as well. I got 3 secrets to share with you. ML says, trading is the hardest thing I've ever done. ML, there's a saying, trading is the hardest easy money you'll ever make, right? It's industry slang. Go drop that at the bar somewhere. The ladies will love you. Or if you're a lady, the males. Or people that you like will love you. I get in trouble so often. Surprise, David invited me to this. All right, I have 3 secrets to share with you guys. Secret number 1 is this. I could show you how to trade consistently, like real professional traders. We're not unicorns that we exist. You just got to find them. Secret number 2, a real trading strategy that makes traders like you money in our community every day. And number 3, this is the biggest secret. You need to start small trading. It's not about profit at the beginning. It's what you could learn. Okay, so let's talk about secret number 1. Who thinks that their job as a trader is to predict where the market is going, right? If you know where the market's going, you make money. If you don't, you lose money. Just be honest. Say yes. I'm going to wait. I find it hard to believe that nobody thinks that they have to guess the direction in order to make money. All right, Dean, thank you for being honest. Lon John, now you're going to open it up. Great. ML, that's very intelligent. PYSZ, Oscar. All right, good job, guys. The truth is this. You don't need to know where the market's going. In fact, you can't know where the market's going. All right, it's not about predicting where it's going. It's about learning to read the real-time price action like a professional trader. It's the real-time reading that's lacking in a lot of people's analysis. They can analyze levels. They can analyze charts, MACDs, moving averages, Bollinger Bands. That's easy to analyze because there's numbers, but in the real time, the hard right edge on the chart, it isn't that easy, is it? Hindsight is super easy. Yeah, there's a support. I would have bought it back there. Okay, get the DeLorean, go back there and buy it. You don't know where the price is going. Therefore, what you have is the real time. In this business, we never have the most important information that we need, right? That's the key right there that you need to understand. The good news is that's what makes it possible. If any one person knew where the market is going, it would already be there, right? Because they would just arbitrage it to there. If any one person knew where the market was going to go, it would go there. The truth then is that nobody knows where the market's going. And anyone who tells you they do is either tricking themselves or you, or likely both, right? Here's an analogy I love to give. Let's say you want to get on a bus to get somewhere. If the bus takes a wrong turn or takes another turn, you don't really know what the route's going to be. He could go around different areas, but get you to the same location. Does it really matter? Is he going to change your life? No, you got to where you were going. But what you do need to know is when to get on the bus. What makes a good trade right now? What gives me probability that I'm going to get on the bus, right? Once you're on the bus, you really can't control where the driver's going. You're a passenger. In this market, you're a passenger. You're never the driver. You're never predicted. You're never leading the market. You're following it, right? You know, this morning we had a joke. It's like, you know, it's a pretty cowardly job if you think about it. We're just following people around. I told the person, yeah, it is. We're followers. However, the money that we make out of this market is what we use to be leaders in our life. Be a leader to your children. Be a leader in your community. Empower them. Don't be a leader in the market. You're going to get your head chopped off, right? Graphic examples. George, tone it down. I know, but it's battle. We're battling, all right? That's secret number 1. Secret number 2 is the strategy. And I'll show it to you right now. So how would you like to learn one trading strategy that can make you money instead of getting stopped out? And I'll back it. Show you guys everything. ML, you can see where the institutions are. You guys are here on futures day. It's fantastic. Stocks, you can't. There's dark pools, all right? FX, it's not a transparent. It's a dark marketplace. It's not lit, meaning there's no transparency. Futures, every single trader, institutional, retail, or just a gambler in their mom's basement, they all send their orders to the same market. And you could see it in real time. I'm going to show you that, ML. This is what we're going to, all right? Steve, here's the thing. If we could program your buy button to sell and your sell button to buy, even if you lose 100% of the time, you'll figure it out and then you'll reverse back to losing. Trust me, I've done that exercise in our boot camps. We reversed the buttons. And interestingly enough, the moment they found out it was reversed, the lossing turned around again. Okay, so let's look at an example. One lesson traders never learn, and I'm going to teach you this lesson right here, worth the price of admission, is this. If everyone's buying in the market, where do you think it's going to go? And this leads to the strategy. If everyone's buying in the market, where is it going to go? Okay, Lon John, you're onto it. That's good. Let me ask you this. If you are already long the market, let's say you bought it, how do you get out of a long position? What do you do to get out of a long position? I'm going to flip your guys' psychology right now, and you'll never see the market any different or the same way again. You'll see it different for the rest of your lives, I promise you. Sell. Wait a minute. minute then. If you're long and people are buying, but the market's going up, to exit, you got to sell. Interesting. It's because you are long that you are an active seller. Does that make sense? If you are long, you're going to have to sell. Sell a profit above on a limit, sell below on a buy stop, or a sell stop rather for long position. You're either stopping on a sell or limiting on a sell. Either way, long sell. All right. Once you have bought, you are a seller. Remember that. Write this down. Once you have bought in any market, you become a seller. Once you have sold, you are a buyer. Everyone that gets in has to exit, and everyone who's gotten out will be getting in. All that we're doing when we analyze charts, levels, indicators, patterns, we're creating a pattern because that's what humans do. We don't deal with arbitrary randomness very well. Humans are not infinite beings. They're finite in their thinking. And so we need to categorize, patternize, and compartmentalize everything. All we're doing on a chart is seeing levels at which people have to exit or have to get in. That's it. That's all supply, demand, support, resistance levels are. So when you look at your chart, rather than saying, ah, look at this, 29.57, I'm going to get long there because my signal tells me, ask yourself, where, if I was long right now, where would I exit? That question has made me a ton of money. If I was long right now, where would I exit? You don't have to have a position. You can play pretend. If I was short right now, where would I exit? Map those two levels on your chart, watch those. And then that this is what this whole strategy is about, right? The stock market, any market, is just like a marketplace. We think the trading is hard, but it's not. We do it every single day. When you showed up at the grocery store and your total bill is $160, they said, $160, sir, for all these groceries. What do? You take the money out and you give them $160. They made you an offer and you lifted their offer. You bought it. Now try this at the grocery store. When they check everything out and put it in a bag, they'll say $160, be like, I'm going to offer you $150. Try it. You know, people are afraid to do crazy things like that. I'm going to offer you $150. That's what it's worth to me. And you're going to stump the person that's bagging the grocery, say, but sir, it's $160. You're like, not to me, it's $150. You bagged it all right now. You know, you want to do $150. And when you get them to $150, give them the $160 anyways. All right. That's how traders are. You guys are like, geez, George is a terrible friend. We're a little crazy traders. You have to know that. That's what you signed up for. All right. Here's what I'm going to teach you. Retail traders are constantly feeding the structure. Remember those words. Retail feeds the structure. Retail orders are what's needed for professional to get filled. If a pro wants to buy, but there's no retail sellers, they're not going to buy. Because pro trades size, retail trades small, right? So look at this. What ends up happening? Looking at this market, most retail traders will say, oh, look, I'm looking for what's worked. What's worked is it's gone down. They're not looking for what is going to work. They are looking for what has worked. Why are we looking for what has worked? We assess that to be high probability. High probability means low risk. Low risk means less fear, aka the safe trade. We're looking for the safe trade, and that's the one that we've already seen happen. However, that's the least likely to occur. Retail gets short here. Professional traders, what are they doing here at the top of this range? What's a pro trader doing as we're approaching a resistance? Think about it for a second. It's a trick question. Nothing. When the price is rich, or as rich as it's been in the most recent past, why would you buy it? In fact, you might even want to sell a little bit of a position because last three times it's failed, right? But you also have to remember this, guys. Institutional money, when we talk professional trading, there's two categories of professional traders. Let's qualify the pros. Number one category is the active traders who are there to speculate, okay? That's a small drop in the bucket, right? There was legislation that was released post the financial crisis of 08 that prevented banks to do prop trading. So what is the institutional trader? They're perpetually long, right? Institutional money is always getting long. That's why if you look at a chart over a 30-year period, bottom left to top right, no matter how you slice and dice it, institutional money is always getting long. Doesn't mean you can't short, okay? But what institutional will be doing here is nothing. They'd wait. All right, so what happens? We get a whole bunch of retail traders to get short because they've seen a pattern. What happens then though? The price pops. The retail trader gets stopped out of their short trade to the tick. And if you're short up here and you don't use a stop loss, what are you doing when the price is coming back to that level? What are you doing when the price comes back to that level? This is a make or break moment right here. This, your head might just explode if you connect the dots. I'm not liable for that. Neither is David or Anka. Read the disclaimers. We put that in. Buying, right? Buying, because everyone who sells has to buy. And if you don't buy it down here, you're going to buy it when it goes screaming up. Either way, you're going to buy. And the point is, this is where institutional money waits. Break of a level, retest. They say, oh, baby, give me more. And you could actually see their limits sitting there. I'll show you how to see that. And it's not only on the first test, it's always on the second test as well. And on the third and on the fourth, levels of resistance become big support levels when broken. We all know that. We've been taught that probably. We've read it online. But how many people have actually told you why? Because that's where shorts cover, right? That's where retail gets blown out. And there comes a moment where you realize that. And it's not that you need to take a trade and you start waiting for the right trade, right? If you spend the whole day looking at the market, but you have zero trades, are you a trader? Yeah, absolutely. Why not, Dean? Why not? You are still a trader. Traders don't take trades. Traders take the right trades. It's not, who's never won a trade here in their whole life? Be honest. I'm not going to pick on you. I'm going to help you. You have never won a single trade since you've been trading, ever. Not a single one. I don't think anyone's going to say yes. We've all won trades. We just lose more. It's not that you don't know how to get a winning trade. Right? It's just that you're taking every trade. You're not waiting for the right ones. You're taking every trade. That's the problem. And usually that problem happens because you don't have a level that you're waiting for. In the room, we have levels. And if those levels don't get hit, there's no need for us to put our capital on the line. We are risk managers. It's not the trades you do take that make you money. It's the ones that you don't take that save you money, which means you have more in your account. Trading professionally is not about making more. It's about losing less, right? Your job as a risk manager, how well you do that job is how much money you're going to make in the industry. Has anyone ever told you that? Your pay, the money you make in trading, is a reflection of how good of a risk manager you are, all right? That's your paycheck, all right? So let's have a look at this. Here's a strategy. You guys get a pen. I'm recording it. I think David's recording it, Anka as well. And I'm recording it for a backup also, okay? Number one, identify the market structure. We're going to do a few examples very quickly. Number two, find the role reversal, AKA the flip zone. Number three, wait for the market to hit that level. Number four, qualify the trade entry. I'll explain that in a second. Number five, manage risk until the exit. The money isn't made on the entry. Everyone freaks out about picking the right moment to get in. Is that true? Would you guys agree? We want the right moment to get in. Let me tell you this, because you don't know where it's going, there is no right moment. There is a moment, and every a moment comes with its own probability. When you're taking a shot, you never know if you're going to hit what you're shooting at. If you're out in the woods and you got a deer in the cross sight, you're giving it your best shot. You don't know if you're going to hit the deer. You might be eating salad tonight, but at one point it's worth taking a shot. Comfort yourself by knowing that somebody like me in the industry doesn't know when the right time to get in is. You never know that. There's just a time where it looks good and you take a shot, right? The money isn't made or lost on the entry. The money's made or lost on the exit. Exit, exit, exit. Remember this, exit's more important. I do an exercise in our workshops where I let people tell me where to get in, and I get in with my live account on the screen in our workshop in person, and I work the trade to an exit. And out of, you know, a couple boot camps we've done, I've been able to do it profitable, right? And in these boot camps, that's the idea, is to give people an exercise. I've done it online with a couple of people as well, which is where the money's at. All right. Okay. Manage the exit. This is the, anyone who said strategy is a difficulty, this is it. Repeat. This is your strategy. There are just six steps. All right. That's it. Now you just got to do it. Now let's look at some examples. Let's go in here and identify the trend, because before we know a trade, we have to know the trend. And a lot of people don't really know how to decide if a trend is up or down. The prior speaker, I forgot her name, and that's terrible, but she did a great job. I was listening in the last 30 minutes, was talking about that, the trend. That she asked you, hey guys, are we up, down, or sideways? And this is what's important to decipher. If we're in a bullish market or an up market, structure is defined by a series of higher highs, higher lows. All right, this is an up market. There's the higher highs. Here are the higher lows. What time frame is this chart? We're going to put this whole thing together. I'll show you some example. What time frame is this chart? Doesn't really matter, right? Markets are fractal. It could be a 5 minute, it could be a 10 minute, it could be a 1 hour. Markets are fractal, meaning patterns occur within themselves in different periodicities. And more importantly, these days, you shouldn't be trading with a time chart. If you're still using a time chart for your analysis, I'll give you a quick tip right now, switch to a range chart. It's going to blow your mind away. If you're getting stopped out and price turns on you right away and goes your direction, you're looking at a sloppy chart. Time is a human made construct, all right? No 5 minutes are the same. I'm willing in your life, there's 5 minutes you'd want to repeat and 5 minutes for the life of you you'd want to avoid, right? Would you guys agree? So therefore, why would you look at a 5 minute chart? The battle on trading is the same thing. Forget about time. Time doesn't matter. It matters to you. Be on time for your meetings, but don't be on time charts, right? Switch to a range chart. Start with the 10 tick range on price. 1600 tick chart for trades. Oscar uses it. That's great. Pick something that's based on either volume or price movement. Either two will work. Just heaven forbid that you use a time chart, all right? You want the ticket to getting into heaven. When you get up there, tell him that you use a range chart and not a time chart. He'll let you in right away. The big man will say, come on in. Okay, so it doesn't really matter what time frame it is. Markets are fractal. It's still bullish. So if we're looking at this chart here, okay, on the way up, what do we do up here in a bullish market? The problem is we buy up here, all right? And we try to sell up here and we try to do things that we shouldn't be doing anything on. We're looking for a pullback in a bullish market. If the market trend is up, do not short. There's absolutely no reason you should be short. There's not one pro trader in the world that's short on a bullish trend. And if they are, they're on the way out of the industry, not going into it. All right. Oscar liked that. On John, not so much. I don't think he liked that joke. I'm just kidding, man. Love, joy, and happiness to you. All right. It's an upward trend. If it's uptrend, there's no need to be shorting. Flip side, on a downtrend, it's defined by lower lows and lower highs. You shouldn't be buying, right? We tend to think about buying a market like we do buying a chocolate bar. What's important about a Snickers? The taste. But the side it comes out from, it's going to go out the other end. and that's a consumable item. You should negotiate the price of consumable items every single time. Never pay the price that people are asking for something that is going to be worth the most when you buy it. Right? Never pay the price people are asking for if what you're buying is going to be worth the most when you get it in your hands, and then it's downhill from there. Save. Go ahead. Try that strategy. But when you're looking at a market, don't buy it because it's cheap. Right? It's an investment. There's a reason it's cheap. Oh, look at this house, honey. It's on the corner. It looks fantastic. But what you're not seeing is the avalanche coming down and the whole neighborhood's empty. Uh-oh. It's cheap for a reason. You just haven't looked up to see why. So buying on a downtrend, I forbid you to do it. I know we just met each other. I consider you a friend already. I guess I'm too trusting. I forbid you to buy in a downtrend. It doesn't matter if you find areas where it worked, because all in all, it doesn't. You need to see what before you start buying. A transition. A transition from what? A transition from a downtrend to an uptrend, right? How does this happen? This, welcome to the flip zone. Sounds like a ride somewhere in a park. The flip zone. Okay. Here's how the flip zone works. What trend are we in? I told you guys, I drank a lot of coffee, and ladies, drank a lot of coffee. I'm coming in hot. Up. Great. Who wants a short? Put your hand up so I can eject you. I'm just kidding. I don't have that power and I wouldn't. Okay. Look, hang on a second. This is important. It's an important moment. Not one of you is looking to short. I'm willing to bet before we met today, you would have been looking for a short. Just be honest. That's all that's necessary. You don't have to say it in the box. Just be honest with yourself. I've already given you a huge foundation that if you apply, if you just promise, if you write down, tattoo it on your forehead if you have to. No longs in a downtrend, no shorts in an uptrend. Stick with the trend. If you can't trade the trend, how are you supposed to reverse the trend? A light one, ML, a light tap. If you can't catch a trend trade, how do you know when it's going to reverse? You really don't. This is why at the beginning, we're trying to do too much. There are $10 million a year players that have one move that they've perfected and earned their whole career on one stinking move. Ovechkin, left wing, if you guys watch hockey. One timer, even though they know it's coming, they can't stop it. Right? It's what makes them potent. It's what makes them deadly. What's going to make you potent and deadly in this market is trying out one thing, one single thing. Trade the trend before you start reversing it. If you didn't catch the long trade, you're going to be mad and you're going to try to short. If your only reason to short is because you're not long, it's a disqualified trade. Got to be honest with yourself. Am I trying to short this market because I didn't get the long, right? And if you can't be honest with yourself, you know, that's why you work for somebody, because you need a boss, you need accountability. To work for yourself, you have to be the accountability. You got to be the person that does the job. It's dual. It's challenging, but my God, is it fun, right? You guys agree? All right. So what trend are we in? Bullish. Nobody's looking to short. Where's the flip zone? This prior high where 1, 2, 3 times people tried to short on the way down, there's going to be buy limit orders. I'll show you that in a second. All right. There's your flip zone, transition area, retest and go. If you miss it the first time, what retail will do is get long here. They get stopped out. Long here, they get stopped out. And by the time it hits where you should be getting long, you're trying to short. Then you get stopped out to the upside. It's not that your skills are terrible. Your timing just needs tweak. When we miss a trade, we have to wait, right? Because even if you're not in a trade, watching the market is still being a trader. You're going to learn more when you're not in a trade than learning by being in a trade. When you're in a trade, you have bias. You're not learning, all right? And there she goes. There's a flip zone. Identify the market structure. You guys told me bullish. Identify the role reversal. We got it. Wait for the level to break and hit the level, or the market to break and hit the level. Qualify the trade. We'll talk about that in a second. Get in, manage the risk. That's it. Repeat. A lot of times in trading, things seem too simple to work. And so we pay $30,000, you know, for something that's been tweaked with a simple concept. Well, any system, strategy, you look at Goldman Sachs, you go Goldman Sachs, right? Any prop like Quant, Citadel, all right, Virtue, any of these big companies that run these algorithmic models, they can have a crap ton of lines of code, but ask that person, what is the program meant to do? They'll try to tell you, we're just trying to identify momentum to buy or sell it. That's all they're doing. It's simple, and it has to be simple. The more complex it is, the more derivatives of price you're looking at, the harder your job's going to be. Right? So here's another example. All right, what trend are we in? And I'm going to be done in 10 minutes, and I'll leave it for you guys too. Down, 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 down. So what are we doing? Selling. How many of you would have been buying here before? Be honest, right? I could see why somebody would say, oh, this is a great level. Double bottom. Let's get long. There goes your stop. So the idea is, let's get this flip zone, all right? Let's break it, retest it, sell them on the way down. Where do you want to start buying when this high is broken? Because now we don't have a lower high. The trend reverses above this high, and more importantly, above this one. If I was short anyone here, my stop would be here or here or here. And if I was short here, my stop would be here. This is right where the buyers are going to start to come out of. That's the next flip zone to the upside, right? So same strategy, same idea. One more example, right? Nice pullback to a broken out level. All right, what would you do? You would get long. Oops, not this time. Just because a market gets in your level, it doesn't mean it's time for you to do a trade. Remember, step number 5 means qualify. The only reason I'm green in my career is not because I've picked the best trades in the world. Because I told you, I don't know which trade's going to work. I got to be honest with you, I have no freaking clue because I don't know where the market's going, right? It's not that I've made good trades. I've avoided crappy ones. That's the pro secret right there, is disqualifying the crappy trades. You're going to need different tools for that. This is where order flow comes into play. Have a look at this. What you're seeing here is market orders hitting the book. ML, you're the one that asked for institutional right here. You're seeing the institutional orders in real time. 319 bid for at 81. But on the way down where we like this 81 level, which is right here before it puke, we noticed that as it hit 81, this buy order canceled and flipped to a sell order. Think about the psychology of that. You're in line, you're about to buy cheese, and somebody runs right in front of you and says, I don't like this cheese. I'll sell it to you. Don't buy it at the grocery store. I got like 3 tons in the car. What are you going to ask? Why don't you want it? Right? You liked it initially to buy it. Why don't you want it all of a sudden? That cheese must be bad. You're trying to offload it on somebody. You saw that real time right here. That was your disqualifier. These bids, a buy floor of institutional orders that pull the buy and flip to the offer, indicated that's a horrific level to be trying to get long. Now let's look at another example. Okay. Now that we've dumped, we've hit another support level, but these green things are indicating market buying and bids, the blue boxes below are moving up. What does it mean when people are willing to pay more for the same asset? It's going to go up, right? If large orders are moving up, they are paying more for the asset. It's going to go up. What does it mean when sell orders are canceling? When sell orders above are moving away from the market, right? What that's telling you is somebody doesn't want to sell it. Why don't they want to sell it at, for example, 65 even? Because they think they could get 80 in 10 minutes. And so if sellers are gone from the market and buyers are willing to pay more, but sellers are disappearing, who is the buyer going to buy from? We forget that in this market, when we buy, we have to get it from someone. It's just an exchange of quantity. There are no new contracts created, all right? Supply and demand. And so you're going to have to pay more. And that's how we spot the moment. We need to see buyers paying more and sellers running out of the way after hitting our support level. This is the missing piece in traders' repertoire. This is called order flow. Go to any proprietary firm, they're going to have order flow running. This is really how you make money in today's truth. Here's a harsh truth. Analysts get paid for analysis. Traders get paid for execution. That's the bottom line, all right? All the analysis in the world's great, but you got to see the execution. And if you could see how other people are executing, you can too, all right? Here's another example. I want to open up some questions, so I'm going to push it a little bit, but you could see bids moving up, buyers paying more. The blue and red line is the price appreciating, all right? You get long the 96 quarter from here, ride it to the 99 half. That's 3 points of profit, $150 a contract on $400 of margin. That's why futures trading is where professionals are. Professional traders don't trade options outright. They don't trade FX outright. FX is a transactional market. They sell euro to bid US in order to get US dollars to buy $100 million worth of machinery, not to speculate on the price of it or to hedge, right? It's transactional flow. Futures is where the professional traders go, all right? For speculation, 100%. There are independent traders that are successful in FX, all right? And there are firms, but this is where it's at. If you look at, you know, if you study the proprietary trading industry, you'll see a lot of them to this day trade futures, all right? Here's some live trades. You could, when you get some confidence, you could put some size on it. I wanted to show you this one because I got long here and got paid. Look at this. Break of a retest comes down. I bought it. On the way up, I got paid. It went up more. Georgia could have made more profit. Yeah, this is a real trade, not a handpick. On the way down, I bought it. What happens? I got stopped out. I got a little greedy. Been doing this since 2001 and I get greedy, okay? I get long. The second time, it pops. Same idea, same principle. And you're seeing the orders in real time, all right? This is a trade from today. Nice break of a level. I didn't get it the first time. I literally missed it by a tick. Darn it. On the way up, I got it the second time. Boom, I got paid on the way down. All right, stopped on one, paid on three to the downside. Most important metric for me is our traders. And about 60% of them in the room are green on a daily basis. The month of May has been a little more rough. I'll be honest with you guys. Markets have been a little more sideways. They've been in a range. But to me, the most important metric is not how I'm trading. How's the community trading? That's what we live and die by at Trade Pro Academy. How's our team? Here's the third secret. You don't need a large account to create the income you dream of. On average, the S&P moves at least 10 points a day. Lately, a lot more. Each point makes you $50. If you only get 5 points, that's $250. The reality is you just need one good trade to replace your income. And it only takes 2 hours a day. The problem is you're trading too much and for too long. If you ever won one trade in your life, you know how to do it, right? Trading too much and too long. You just have to wait for the right opportunity, right? In fact, you should start small, right? We all want to start with $1 million. True story. A trader came up to me, sold his business, said, I want to start trading futures with $1 million. It's like, fantastic. I'll give you a plan. Put $995,000 in an interest-bearing instrument. Start with $5K. It's fantastic that you started a lawn mowing business and grew it to $30 million or whatever it is. I'm not giving the guy's story away, but now you're at an entry-level position, right? You're in the the door at an entry level position. You're going to have things you could carry over from your other industry, but you got to start at the beginning. Who's this? Jeff Bezos. The guy spray painted an Amazon sign on his office worth $100 billion. Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Google started in a garage. All right. Billy Gates over here. So computer, this actually looks like a pretty nice workspace. Still cluttered. It's not what Microsoft offices are like now. So you can trade small. We did a little account challenge, $1,300. My account number's on here. Go ahead, take it. 107457. Let me block it up. I made that up. That's not it. All right. This is September 26th of 2019. I'll show you a recent one. I started with $1,300. I said, I want to make $200 a day. Look at this. 244, 668, 265, 390. I'm like, all right, let me try to go even smaller than that. And here's the account blocked out, right? From May 4th to the day currently, you could see, actually, this is as of last week, you could see the cumulative profit, 143, 161, 90, $60, 158, 150. This is what you should be aiming for. This is what should impress you. This is what you're looking for, consistency. And you could do it with a $1,000 account. There were losing trades, absolutely. I mean, I lose at least one trade a day. Well, not always. Some days are good. But there were losing trades, just not losing days. There were lower profitable days, $60. I have losing days, right? I'll occasionally even have a losing week. But when you're trading small and you're waiting for the right opportunity, right? The losses are contained and the runners are good. So this is the idea. Small account, scale your way up. All right, here it is. $763 in 1 week. Yeah, it's not impressive compared to the 1 million that you want to see. But if you can't make $700 in a week, how are you going to make a million, right? That's what I want to share with you is the right way to start small. Stop looking for big wins. Start looking for progress, right? I want to share some quick stories with you guys. Most people fail their strategy before their strategy fails them. The risky thing about trading is who you learn from and what you're learning. Be careful. Writing a bad pattern to start is worse than starting fresh the right way. Unwinding a negative habit and building a new one is 10 times more difficult, all right? I'll show you that in a second. So it's not about systems, indicators, signals. It's about using the right tools. The reality about trading is that you're becoming an entrepreneur, right? The best traders look and wait for what they see. Patience gets you paid, but you got to know what you're looking for, all right? So here's the opportunity. At Trade Pro Academy, we don't offer services, products, signals, indicators, none of that. Sorry to disappoint, but I would actively turn you. I would say do not check out Trade Pro Academy if you want signals. We have a community of traders. They would hate that. We have a lot of successful people that log in and trade daily, and they hate seeing people's order entries. Absolutely hate it. If you're a pro and you're making money, you don't want to know where someone's getting in. You want to know their levels. What do you like about that level? What got you in? That's the important info. Okay, so what we do is we do journeys. We have a 3 month, 6 month, and a new trader journey. Depending on what you want to start, there's an education system designed for you to go through the courses and get into our live trading room. All right, we got a beginner course, $7,000 value, a futures day trading course that's at least $7,000 value. Seen it sold for 40 plus, by the way. And I'm actually licensed as a master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro is brain, linguistic is language, programming. How do you program yourself through language and thought? That course right there for people who are successful today and making big money consistently, they attribute that as the reason. Funny, you know, it's trader adapted, but it's all 100% psychology based, right? Our live trading room runs every day from 9 to 12 p.m. We trade futures in equities, oil, and sometimes gold, rarely. All right, total value, $21,600. Get all the heat map patterns. I'll give you all my Sierra chart templates. I've created them all for you. Just download into Sierra charts. We also have it for Ninja Trader. One of our members updated it. All right, you can start out of the box and get ready to rock. Okay, I'll also throw in the wealth building bundle on options and currency courses on how to trade it like a pro. You're going to have to take a longer term approach. If you're day trading currency and options, you're misusing the tool. It's designed for longer term and there's huge value in it. All right, what would make this a good investment? If you started trading like professional traders, how much would it be worth to you? Don't answer it. Just do it in your head. Go with the number that comes in your mind. That's the psychology. So your subconscious mind talking to you. If it laid out a path for you to take, what would it be worth? All right, if it helped you find high probability, low risk trade setups on a daily basis, would you do it now? All right, what if it gave you access to an entire community of successful traders? Would you join? All right, it's $537 for 3 months. All right, the first 3 months of elite membership, you get every single thing. It's not $537. You sign up, now I'm going to sell you a $30,000 product. You get everything that you need. The only complaint I've gotten to the price is somebody said it was too low. They're like, you're absolutely nuts. I told them my 2009 story. He understood. This is where I'm coming from. Ain't nobody going to do anything for free, right? But you could often know what's offered by the offer price and how much somebody believes in it, right? Tell you this, after that, it's $219 a month. There's no contract. It's a monthly subscription service. $537, you get the first 3 months. $219 a month after that, right? You can cancel anytime. And I think David and Anko put the link in the chat room. But if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. I believe so much in the value. I'll give you 100% of your refund. I'll take the loss. It cost me money to rebate. I don't care. If you don't like it, I don't like it either. It's not right for you, all right? I guarantee it 100%. That means you go in, you download my Sierra chart template, templates, you download the checklist for the trading strategy, you watch all the order flow stuff, you come into the trading room and you, you know, ask us 100 questions in that first 2 weeks. And on the 14th day, you say, I got to go. I'm sorry to hear that, but you get your 100% refund. All right. Here's what I want to share with you. This is all about a winning team. We have reviews on Google. Not going to talk too much about that. Just careful what reviews you look at. I'll tell you this. Dennis, $100 away from blowing his account, up $3,000 and got funded for a prop trading company through our education. All right. I'm in discussion right now to take this training to a prop firm where every new person hired goes through this education. It'll be white labeled, obviously. All right. Robert Hack, full-time trader, says, I'm seeing the market clearer than before. All right. What will your story be? And let me tell you this. This is what I love about Trade Pro Academy. The word pro has meaning. All right. David started with a $700 account, turned it to $150,000 US, $700 to $150,000 US, all right, in about 18 months. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it was three because it wasn't. It's a real story. All right. David's in a room every single day. You could chat with him. What do you think his profit target was in the first couple of weeks that he was trading? Blow your mind. $50. Just wanted to make $50. David realizes if I can make small wins and gain confidence, like I told you, it'll take you longer to make the kind of money that you want right now. But once you know how to make a small amount, the amount that you could make is virtually limitless. It's bound to your psychology. And last but not least, Roger Redmond. This guy came into us from one of our boot camps. And in the introduction, he goes, hi, my name is Roger Redmond. I manage a $500 billion portfolio. All right. And I'd like to learn how to trade futures. And I came to you guys. This is the pro in Trade Pro Academy. So what do you notice about the trade pros? They're all together. It's not the screens. It's not the technology. They're all together. In today's world, they're online and they're trading with another. All right. Here's the gift. If you guys sign up now before midnight, I'll throw in a free group coaching session. I'll work with you and help you set up your journey, answer your questions. I charge $500 an hour for this, and I will not be offering these after May anymore. Like I said, I'm going to be a father. I'm really excited. Can't wait to see you guys. Webinar starts at 9 a.m. Check it out. 14-day money back guarantee. Appreciate you all. Here's me. I've gained a little bit of weight through COVID-19, but it's coming off now. Rest assured. Last quote. There are only two mistakes one can make along the road to truth. Not going all the way and not starting. If you have any questions, hit us up. I know I've taken up the full time, and I'm going to be quiet now. I talk a lot. I get told that all the time by my wife. But if you guys want to join us, head on over. If you have any questions, contact us at our website.